Holding a couple of psukim from the end of Perek Beis, think pasuk chav beis. Atayim enami yoros kalosot toiviti kiseitzim naraisav layifguvach v'sadeacher. So Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, toiv biti, it would be better, my daughter kiseitzim naraisav, that you should go with his girls v'layifguvach v'sadeacher. And they shouldn't start up with you in a different field. So we just pointed out last time that Rus said, "Gam ki omer elayim and na'arim asher li tidbakin." Right, you should stay with my na'arim. Right, na'arim are the lads. Right, adim kilo gaskala katzir asher li. And Nami said to Rus, "You should stick with his na'araisa, with his girls." So again, I don't know the pshat. Meir said a pshat. I really don't think you could say such a pshat, even though there's somebody very chashuv who says it. But it's definitely ha'ara why there's a switch here, right? Whether that's a pshat. Vatid back when arayz bayaz lakei at kolitz kitzirasi sayrim uktzirachitim vateishev eschamaisah. She stayed. Taka listened to whatever the pshat is. She listened to Nami. And she stuck with the Narais Bayas, right? With the girls of Bayas Lelake to gather the leket. Ad Kalois Ktsira Sayim Uktsira Chitin. Right? They came by what time? What did she start with? She started with the Ktsira Sayim, right? With the barley harvest. But she stayed there through the barley harvest and the wheat harvest. So Bayas had multiple crops in his fields. And I guess one follows the other. I don't know the ripening patterns of barley and wheat in Eretz Yisrael, but I guess one follows the other. Otherwise, it would be harvesting everything at the same time. I do know in the Midwest, right? Once things are ripe, you have to harvest them right away. Like, you know, you can't wait, you know, a couple weeks to harvest. So that's why, I mean, when the farmers used to in the olden days, in the 1800s, right? Everybody used to join together to harvest the whole field at once, right? So, you know, all the neighbors would gather together and harvest Mike's field on Sunday, right? And John's field on Monday and Tom's field on Tuesday, right? Because if you're going to do it piecemeal, it the system doesn't work. Now, I guess they just do it with tractors and combine harvesters and all these things, so they could do much more in one day. But Lamaisa, however they do it, but the wheat harvest must follow the barley harvest, and she stayed there through both. Right, and she went back to her mother-in-law. The Malbim makes a diuk over here. She didn't make any friends, or at least she didn't make friends that were closer to her than Naomi. Right, in other words, the whole time she stuck around with the girls. Right, she was there. She schmoozed with them. She had what to do with them. But then, when it came time, the harvest was over. So you would think if she was 200, she was 200, like we said in the beginning. But assuming that, like the Pashup shot, she was much younger, so why she could have spent time with her friends. But it doesn't say that. It says that she stayed until the end of the harvest, until the end of the harvest. And then she went back, and she lived with her mother-in-law. She stayed with her mother-in-law. She didn't hang around with the girls her age. Okay, Melamaisa, whatever it is, this was the amount of time. Now, the Shaila is, how long is this amount of time? I did see, somebody says, maybe it was the Malbim, I think the Malbim said it, that it was 3 months. The Tzirach Sa'ir Mekzirach Hitim is 3 months. Yeah. Sheheim Chodshe Havchana, right? We know the din is, what the Malbim says here. We know the din is that if somebody's married, let's say, and her husband dies, or she gets divorced, she's not allowed to remarry for 3 months, right? Because of Avchana, that's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, person can't get remarried within 3 months because you have to know who the father is. So if she gets married within 3 months, so it could be that it'll be a 7-month baby from the second husband, or a 9-month baby from the first husband, we all know who the father is. So there's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan that you can't do, you can't get married within 3 months. The same din applies to a Giyiris, right? A Giyiris can't get married within 3 months. There's Nagea, let's say, you know, I don't know if any of you ever read The Bamboo Cradle. Right? Anybody here ever read The Bamboo Cradle? No? It's kedai to read. When I was your age, I think it was when it came back. What?
Were you able to read ancient?
For sure you were able to read ancient. It's an article. I think it's an article book, but I'm not sure. Right, but it's about a Geiris. It came out when I was around your age, I think. It's about the father of the Geiris. He adopted a girl in China, Chinese girl, and it's the whole story about her Geiris and her growing up and him, his family he's about Tshuva and the whole Gansel story. But where was I going with that? But if I'm remembering right, in the story, so he becomes a Baal Tshuva, and his wife becomes a Geiris, or she also becomes a Baal Tshuva, I'm not sure. But they remarry, right? In the story, they remarry. So it's a true story, not a made-up story. But, as they got married, a conservative marriage or a reform marriage or less than that, I don't remember. And then, so they got remarried. So they needed to do avchana, they needed to separate for 3 months before if I'm remembering right in the book at least, they had to separate. But that's the din of avchana, 3 months. Now, it's true, the din of avchana, but we're going to see two problems. One is Rashi is about to tell us that she was Megayeris now, later, in Paragimel, so it wouldn't be Afana. Second of all, that sounds extremely long to me, for the wheat harvest and the barley harvest. Again, I don't know harvesting patterns of wheat and barley, but assuming that the barley harvest started like the Pesukim, we sat in the Pesukim, the first day Cholamai Pesach, which is the day of the Omer, to say 3 months would take us through right, the second half of Nisan and Iyar, right, and the second and Sivan and the second half of Tammuz, right. So that would mean the wheat harvest ends mid Tammuz. That sounds very late to me. I'm making this up based on nothing, but it just sounds very very long to me that it's a three month period. Besides which, it sounds long to me that they would be continuous then. In other words, that Boaz was harvesting for, let's say, a month and a half the barley and a month and a half the wheat. It just sounds extremely, extremely long. So I don't know. If you told me it was 2 weeks, I would think that makes more sense. But again, I'm making up. We could look it up. How long does when does the wheat, the summer wheat, ripen in Eretz Yisrael, and we could figure it out. But it'd be negeya for Chadash also. In other words, I don't know in Manitoba or in the Midwest, right, what their summer wheat, when the harvest time for the summer wheat is. But the wheat in Eretz Yisrael is grew in the winter, right, and it's harvested, right, it took root before Pesach, right, and then it's harvested, I don't know how much later, but I wouldn't think that much later. Okay, again, I'm making that up, I don't know. But that's the Malbim. However, again, like Rashi is going to say, the Geiris took later, so they wouldn't work anyway. Now I should point out, the din of Avchana is Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, right? It's not a Dairaisa, it's a din D'Rabbanan, so it wouldn't necessarily apply to Rus in the first place, right? In other words, I don't know when they were Gzeirah Avchana, but Rus, her husband was Nifter, Machlim was Nifter sometime before, right? I don't know how long it took from when Machlim was Nifter, Machlin and Kilian, and they decided to go back to Eretz Yisrael. They heard the news that the famine was over. They went back to Eretz Yisrael. They kind of the traveling time. We don't know. They did. We just know they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. But Tchilas Ksir Asayir, right? That was the last pasuk in Parak Aleph. But the length of time for everything else in the story, I don't know. maybe that's what the Malbim means. That there was 3 months from when Machlin died until the end of the Ksir Asayir. It doesn't sound like it. Okay, but Lamaisa, that's how she waited. Okay, Perikimo. La timer la nami chamaisa biti ala yavakesh loch mono yachasher yitav loch. So Naomi, her mother-in-law, said, my daughter, hala yavakesh loch, I'm looking for you, I'm searching for you, monoyach, for a rest, right? Menucha, relash menucha. Right, manayach hashiita lach, a rest that's going to be good for you. What does that mean? A rest that's going to be good for you. I want you to make a good shidduch. Right, so I'm looking for you for a shidduch. Miato aloi boyaz maidaton u asher yises naraisov hinehu zaydes kairin asayrim aloi lo. So now boyaz is our relative. Rashi says maidaton is kreivenu. It's our relative, Asher Hayises Nar Oisov, that you were with his girls. Right? You know Bayez, right? You were hanging around in his field all this time. Hinehu Zaira as Gairan Asa'irim Alayla. He's going to be winnowing, right? Zaira is one of the Melachos on Shabbos, right? So he's going to be winnowing. What's winnowing? Somebody? What? Kinnin. Right, separating the chaff and the grain, right, with wind or fans or whatever it is. So he's going to be doing it halayla tonight. So what does that mean? He's going to be doing it tonight, right? So Rashi brings, right? Well, usually work by day. I mean, so Rashi brings here inayu zayra hamaitz, right? The chaff or whatever halayla shayadar parutz begneva vegezel. The generation was rampant with gneva and gezel. Interesting, but he actually puts them both over here. Ganav and Gazel, right? What's the difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan, Elia? What's a guy? It's a Ganav?
One is public and one is private.
Which one's which?
Gazlan is private.
You had a 50% chance of getting
it.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Gazlan's in the open, right? And Ganav is in secret. Good. Who is that?
The worst one is
In
Amman and Gazlan.
The one in the public is better because he's not more scared of people than he is of the revenge.
Right. So he only punishment he gets.
Right. Of course, it depends. You know where in the scale you are, right? A person who's not scared of the revenge or people, or a person who is scared of people and not scared of the revenge, right? But let's say he's whatever. Okay. But anyway, but that's the Gemara. That's why the Ganav pays kefil. And a Gazan doesn't pay kefil because a Ganav is worse than a Gazan. Okay. But Lamaisa, the Zakt Rashi, the generation was part of Zbigneva Gazal, and therefore he was spending the night in the Gairin, in the silo or whatever, the storage place of the grain. However, the Gemara in Chulin says a different shot why at night, because he couldn't go back. He threshed by day. Anyway, the Gemara here?
No cool.
What?
Where?
Get it for him.
Where's everything cracked?
Okay, whatever. The Gemara says in Chulin that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out Yechidi Balayla. That's fine. It's fine.
Oh, it's here?
Yeah, I think
these are.
Gemara said the very first line on the Galifan Bays, the Gemara is bringing a raya that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out alone at night. Right? So the first raya the Gemara brings is from Yaakov Avinu that he went out to get the Pachim Ktanim. So he was nizik, he was damaged by going out at night. So you see, a Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out at night. Rav Abba Bar Kana Amar Meyachav Amar Pasuk. Yehu Zayir as Gayir Nasa'irim. So Rashi says, Dechsiv Ayhi B'Shachvay Amar Lai Dei She'achah She'igmar Lizrais La'yetze La'yava Lebeisei Lishkayv. He's not going to go back home to go to sleep. She'gnai L'Tamid Chacham Lotzis Balayla. It's a gnai for Talmud Chacham to go out at night. Yishkoy beGayrin, so he's going to stay overnight in the Gayrin. So not that he was threshing at night, the Muarid Mashma, he was threshing by day, but he's going to not go home. He's going to finish right before it gets dark, and he's not going to have enough time to go home. And he doesn't want to travel at night because the Talmud Chacham is not supposed to go out alone at night. Whatever the reason for that is, whether it's just because people are going to be chayshidim that he's going to Azaina, or because Mazikin, different reasons for the din. But Lamaisa, the Gemara brings that from our pasuk. So that sounds like a different reason. According to Rashi, over here, the reason is because he was worried about Gezel, right? So there were no alarm systems hooked up to the, you know, the doorbell camera, you know, hooked up to your smartphone. Not that Chas HaShalom Bayez would have had a smartphone, but Lu Yitzuya, right, to the police station or whatever it is, right? But they didn't have that in those days. So the way to prevent Gezel was to stay in the Gairin. So what's the pshat? So according to Rashi here, that's what it sounds like. That's why he was there at night. Masha Ein Kain, According to the Gemara, it sounds like a different reason. It sounds like the reason was because he didn't thresh at night. He didn't have enough time to go back home, so he's going to stay there at night. He's going to thresh all day, not going to waste any of the time during the day for the threshing, and then he's going to go back home at night. So I saw the Rav Yitzchak Sorokin tries to put the two together. I'm not sure. It sounds like a daichik to me to put the two together. It's two different chazal, two different reasons. What the reason is? Well, then you don't have a raya that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't go at night, right? If he was worried about Gezel. You know, obviously, if you have a good reason to be somewhere, then there's no right? The Gemara is bringing a raya why he didn't go back. Right? You see a Talmud Chacham, that's what's going on at night, because otherwise. But then there's no raya.
He'll have one of his henchmen stay there.
Okay. So, he was worried about Gezel. Right? Same reason, right? Why can't he have one of his...
He was worried about Gezel.
Them stealing. He was worried about them stealing. Stammer, right? I'm saying, let's just take Rashi by himself, right? So, like Rashi, why did he stay overnight in the Gairin to prevent Gezel? But he had workers, why not have the workers stay there overnight? Obviously, if he's worried, the workers are going to steal. Right?
What about all the other nights? Who stays there then? Stays there every single night?
Here, it's all piled up, geschmack, right? It's very hard to walk off with sacks of unwinnowed grain, right? It's not worth the effort, almost. Right.
I'm saying they're probably winnowing the grain more than just one time.
Let's say it's a 3-day process, right?
Right. So the first night, who's doing it?
I assume he stayed every night. I mean, if he was worried about Gezel, he stayed every night.
Tonight happens to be the night that he stayed.
Right? If it took one night, then it would be one night. If it took a week, then Mustami was there every night for the week. It's not that.
He would go back and leave one of his henchmen or whatever, the servants to guard.
Right.
But Tzad's not supposed to go back at night, so therefore he's going to stay.
Good, but then the reason he stayed is not to guard. Mamanavshach, right? Right, Meman of Shach wants you go out. Right, Yitzchak Sorokin tries to do that. He tries to somehow put the two together. But I don't know how it works.
Were there police then?
Let's say they were police. Right, there's a mitzvah say daraisa to have police. Right, shayftim v'shaytrim titan lecha b'chol sharecha. Right, shayftim are and shaytrim. Policeman, right? I mean, I know the modern word for policeman, I think, is a shaitrim, but that's not... So the shaitrim are the people who carry out the shlichas of Bezdin, right? They enforce the Bezdin's punishments. So I don't know if they had a patrol in the street. I don't know what their hanhaga of the police was, but obviously if somebody was stealing, there was something to do with them, and there was some system in place to prevent people from... What? So there was no... Again, there was no king at the time, right? Assuming Bayez was the Shaifer, but it doesn't sound like there was any centralized government. Now, but what Beis Lechem system was, I don't know, you know. Again, in other words, you have to keep in mind, this is something that we don't relate well to, but there's a very big difference between pre-telephone, let's say pre-telephone or radio and post, right? Because pre-telephone, so what did that mean there was a policeman in town? I'm saying if somebody stole from a farm, right? You had a farm, right? It's 5 miles. Let's say the town is 5 square miles with all the farms around, right? How many policemen would you need to cover that area to watch, right? A lot, right? And there's nobody calling, right? I see somebody breaking into Chaim's house, right? Doesn't
fly them down.
Right, it doesn't work, right? There's no such system. So, and manpower-wise, basically you need one person per field, right? Or one person per gyron, for it to be of any practical use. So this whole system of police must have been different. I don't know exactly how they worked it, but you know, they were more in the apprehension department. Right? Just recently, a couple weeks ago, there was a terrorist attack. I don't know if you guys know the news at all, but there was a terrorist attack by the Egyptian border, right, in Eretz Yisrael. So three soldiers were killed. Three guards, right, by the Egyptian. It still has guards by the Egyptian border. So makes sense, right? Even though it's peace for 30 years with Egypt, that there was a surprise attack, as you guys might have known, right, on Yom Kippur for 51 years ago. But the Lamaisa, they have guards there. But so somebody, actually a policeman, an Egyptian policeman, broke through the fence and shot three Israeli soldiers. I think they were. So it just came out in the news that how did he get through? right? The fence is alarmed or whatever it is, but there was a gap in the fence, right? Why was there a gap in the fence? So they said, for two reasons there was a gap in the fence. Yitzi probably could be mechavim to the second reason. Why would there be a gap in the fence between Israel and Egypt? The answer is it's classified, right? Because they need to mount operations in Egypt, right? So they need a way to get in, right? The second reason they said was because they need to adjust the fence sometimes, so therefore they had to have, so they covered it over in a way that they didn't think anybody would see that there's an opening there. But Lamai said there was an opening there because they
right? Like entrance and exit to the gate.
No, it wasn't a gate with a little hook, yeah, you know, that you pick up, you know, like the backyard, like your backyard,
so
right?
So you can still go across the border.
No, it's a real fence. It seems it's a real fence. It's not only Donald Trump that wants to make a fence between two countries, right? Israel has a fence between it and Egypt, right?
Right. So.
But they had a gap in the fence.
I mean, he's asking, right? There's no official opening where people can go through?
Maybe there, yeah, that there is. Right? But not there, right? They're miles away. Yeah, that there's, yeah, there's guarded, you come in. Like any border, right? Even between the United States and Canada, there's a border road, there's roads, and there's borders. But here, so they were describing along that fence, so that's a whole tumult, and they didn't want to say now how, they closed it up, but they didn't want to say they opened one 40 feet the other direction, you know, so they could get it in. But the Maisa, but they were describing how many soldiers they, you know, they have all along the border, they have guards. Because, you know, now this, there's an alarm system, there's this system, there's that system, but it's a very manpower intensive. So they only had two soldiers per guard post. And that's what happened here, right? The guy was able to sneak in because if you have two soldiers, A, you're guarding all night, so it's tough to be alert all night. But besides that, if you have two soldiers, you can only guard in two directions, not in four directions, right? So he broke in, and then there was a firefighter, and the third one came to help, and he was shot also. But they're going to go to four, right? By each guard post, they're going to go to four. But that's a huge. It's not one. It's not two more soldiers, right? I don't know how they were. They didn't say some of they don't want to release it, but how frequent the guard posts are along the border. But the more guard posts, the more soldiers per guard post means that you're doubling your number of guards. So if you have 1,000 guards along the border, now you're going to have 2,000 guards along the border. If it's 10,000, you're going to have 20,000. I'm making up the numbers, but it wouldn't shock me if it was in the thousands, right? So that's also a manpower intensive thing, because it doesn't help to know that they got through if they got through, right? You got to be close by. That's it helps, but it's not to the same extent. So but regarding pre-telephones, the whole police system's got to be different. Right? I don't know exactly how it worked, but that's it. Okay, but Lamai says, so we have Tubshat, and why Naomi was sure Boaz would be there at night. Right, the first shot was, Rashi here says, because of Gneva, so he was preventing Gneva. The door was Paritz B'Gneva. In other words, Rashi calls that Paritz B'Gneva. Maybe that's something to keep in mind, that you have a farm, it's out in the open, nobody's around, there's piles of grain, right? It's called the Doris Parutz B'Gneva V'Gezel, the fact that you need to have a guard, right? That's, by us that would be like, of course you need to have a guard, maybe we wouldn't want to steal barley, but that's just because we don't know what things are actually worth, right? But the by them, that was what was valuable, right? Grain was what was valuable, still valuable, we just don't, but they have to have a guard there. Yeah, you have to have a guard there. It means the dar is parutz b'gneva v'gezel. So I don't know what that means about our dar, right? That you have to have guards everywhere. But the second shot is, because the Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out at night. All right, we'll stop here.